Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Gene Owens. Today's community comment seeks to answer the question of why there is so much discontent in America. There are two main reasons for this discontent. One is the lie that our form of government is a democracy with rule by mob, instead of the truth that we are a nation of written laws under a republic. The other reason is many people do not accept themselves as they were created. We have no responsibility for what sex or race we are. We do have responsibility for how we treat each other. In an attempt to deal with mankind's discontent, our founders formed a government of the people, by the people, and for the people under a republic with a written rule of law, a political contract between the people and our public servants that neither can violate without redress of grievances. This means the government can charge the people and the people can charge the government for abuse and violations of our political contract. Our founders looked to the Roman statesman Cicero for a definition of law. Cicero lived in 106 to 43 BC. Cicero was a statesman, not a politician. The dictionary defines a politician as someone who is artful, cunning, and even deceitful. It's easy to be deceitful in a democracy. A statesman is defined as someone who is well-versed in their form of government. With a written rule of law, the deceitful politician is justly exposed. Cicero defined law as true law and as right reason in agreement with nature. It is of universal application, unchanging and everlasting. It summons to duty by its commands and averts from wrongdoing by its prohibition. It is a sin to try to alter this law, nor is allowable to repeal any part of it and impossible to abolish it entirely. When you think of natural things like gravity, digestion, and human emotions, you can see that these things cannot be abolished by the laws of mankind. It was the words of Cicero that inspired Thomas Jefferson to write, "They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights." Unalienable means everlasting. Jefferson used the word creator, not God. God was a word used by the Vikings to express when something is good. Whatever you believe, it is self-evident truth that mankind did not create himself. Our founders wrote a constitution that created a rule of law the people could count on for equal rights. Over the past 200 years, our constitution has been misunderstood, abused, and ignored. However, it is this political contract that clarifies the confusion. In Article 4, Section 4, every state within this union is guaranteed to be a republic with rule by constitutional law. It is this understanding of natural law that created English common law that made kings and queens of every American citizen in their person, property, and liberty as long as they did no harm to others.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.